辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代
The Voice of 辽宁 University English Time
这里是欧美最新潮流的分享驿站
满足你的各种异国情怀
这里有最及时新鲜的国外资讯
让你大开眼界博览全球让我们用最动听的声音最好玩的内容带你来一场不一样的世界旅行欢迎收听 English Time
各位听众朋友们大家好欢迎收听本期的英语时代节目我是主播蓝毅
我是主播李舒淇本期节目我们继续为大家说新闻
May 12, 2018 The 10th anniversary of the Wenchuan earthquake 10 years of quenching 10 years of new life 10 years Under a strong leadership of the CPC Central Committeeespecially since the 18th Congress, the Party Central Committee fully shows the strong leadership of the Communist Party of China and the huge superiority of the socialist system with Chinese characteristics. 2018年5月12日，汶川特大地震十周年，十年淬炼，十年新生。十年来，在党中央坚强领导下，特别是党的十八大以来，以习近平同志为核心的党中央一系列重大部署下，汶川特大地震灾后恢复重建发展取得重大成就，充分展现了中国共产党的坚强领导和中国特色社会主义制度的巨大优越性。
General Secretary Xi Jinping has always been concerned about the people in the disaster areas. Historical achievements have been made in the development of various undertakings after the disaster, and the historical leap has been achieved. I'm very worried about this place. 10 years, the change here, I'm also very happy.The words of General Secretary Xi Jinping echo a sporting breeze, send the care of the Party Central Committee to the hearts of the people in the disaster area.
习近平总书记始终牵挂着灾区人民，灾后恢复重建各项事业发展取得历史性成就，实现了历史性跨越。我很牵挂这个地方，十年了，这里的变化我也很欣慰。习近平总书记的这句话如一阵春风，将党中央的关怀送进灾区群众的心里。
我国海军近些年有着突飞猛进的进展，有关第二艘国产航母的消息也是不断给我们带来惊喜。
China's second aircraft carrier set sail from the dock of Dalian's shipyard to carry out sea test tasks in relevant waters and mainly tested the reliability and stability of equipment such as power system.
5月13号，我国第二艘航母从大连造船厂码头起航，赴相关海域执行海上试验任务，主要检测检验动力系统等设备的可靠性和稳定性。
It is understood that since last year on April 26, water, the second carrier construction work steadily pushed forward as planned, completed the system construction and equipment debugging, outfitting mooring test relations, have the technical requirements of the sea trial. 据了解，自去年4月26日下水以来，第二艘航母建造工作按计划稳步推进，完成了系统设备调试、西装施工和相关细薄实验，具备了出海试验的技术条件。
自从韩朝两方领导人会面以后，半岛无核化的进程继续加快。
According to the Central News Agency reported Thursday, North Korea's Foreign Ministry issued a communique except that day, according to the 7th session of the Central Committee of the 3rd Plenary Session of the Workers' Party of Korea Resolution, Institute of Nuclear and other relevant institutions.For transparently guarantee to stop the nuclear test is taking the North Korean nuclear waste business measures. The site of the nuclear test site was scheduled to take place on May 23, solstice 25, according to the weather conditions. 据朝中社12日报道，朝鲜外务省当天发表公报说，根据朝鲜劳动党第七届中央委员会第三次全会决议，核武器研究所等有关机构为透明的保障核试验停止，正在采取废弃朝鲜北部核试验场的有措施， 和试验场废弃仪式预定根据天气条件在5月23日至25日之间择日进行。
Report says the unclear waste view with blasting method makes all unclear testing tunnel collapse completely closed outer entrance demolition of ground all observation equipment research institute and police regate composition way the abandoned unclear test site will also remove the police and researchers and close the unclear test site completely maintain close contact and dialogue with neighboring countries and the international community in maintaining peace and stability on Korea Peninsula and the world
报道中说核试验场废弃将以爆破方式使核试验场的所有坑道垮塌完全封闭入口后拆除地面的所有观测设备研究所和警备分队建筑废弃核试验场的同时将撤走警备人员和研究人员并完全关闭核试验场周边报道最后说朝鲜将一如既往为维护朝鲜半岛和世界和平与稳定同周边国家和国际社会密切联系并积极进行对话
中美贸易问题近期也是遭到热议
崔天凯China's ambassador to the United States said at an event in Washington that some people in the United States are concerned about Made in China 2025, which is not necessary. She said that the current China-Earth economic and trade issues are very pregnant and the two sides should balance the concerns of each other and properly manage differences. We may not be able to solve all problems at once, but we can find solutions to short-term problems and seek solutions to long-term structural problems.
中国驻美国大使崔天凯日前在华盛顿参加活动时表示，美国有些人对中国制造2025表示担忧，这是不必要的。崔天凯说，当前中美经济贸易问题十分突出，对此双方应平衡照顾彼此利益关切，妥善管控分歧。我们也许无法一次性解决所有问题，但可以先找到解决短期问题的办法，同时寻找解决中长期结构性问题的出路。
He also points out that in today's world, a country may be in the lead in some areas for some time, but it's impossible to stay ahead in all areas.Over time, as long as there is fair competition, there will always be other countries catching up. Today, the United States still controls China's high-tech exports. If the United States does not sell high-tech products to China and does not allow China to develop its own manufacturing, then what is the outlet for Chinese industry?
他同时指出，当今世界，一个国家可能在一段时间在某些领域处于领先地位，但不可能在所有领域长期保持领先优势。随着时间推移，只要有公平竞争，总会有别的国家追赶上来。今天，美国仍然对中国实行高科技产品出口管制。如果美国既不卖给中国高技术产品，又不让中国自己研发制造，那么中国产业出路何在？
Cui said that in the past 30 years, mutually beneficial economic and trade cooperation has been the stabilizer and propeller of China-Earth relations. China and the United States have a close economic integration, and the macro economic conditions of the two countries are crucial to each other.China sincerely hopes that the U.S. economy will continue to prosper and the United States will benefit from China's economic development.
崔天凯表示，过去40年来，互利共赢的经贸合作一直是中美关系的稳定器和推进器。中美两国经济紧密融合，两国宏观经济的好坏对彼此至关重要。中国衷心希望美国经济持续繁荣，美国同样从中国经济发展中获益。
今天的节目就要和大家说再见了，感谢大家收听。
获取更多节目信息，可以进入荔枝 FM 搜索辽宁大学大学之声。
感谢导播杨佳佳、任佩业，下期节目我们不见不散。